This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Feeding the Mouth That Bites You, a weekly podcast guide on parenting teens and launching them into the world. I'm Jessica Pfeiffer, and as always, I'm joined by psychologist and author, Dr. Ken Wilgus. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Jessica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to see you. I know that we have received some great emails recently, and I want to clarify some of the things that parents are asking about. And so I was hoping that this episode we could talk about the freedoms list that you have referred to in your book.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I was looking over our very first ones. And, you know, we talked obviously about kind of what planned emancipation is about. But it is a common email that we get about, wait a minute, what is the difference then between a freedoms list and this expectations and consequences list, because that's really the basis of kind of how you roll this out, is these two lists. But it does, no longer surprises me, but it's common that parents don't know the difference, or they actually try to combine them in a kind of three-column list, and that includes scripture and purpose statements of what we're trying to do, that, you know, just kind of gets to be kind of a mess. So yeah, I think it's important to talk about what is the difference.
Well, I know as a parent too. Well, let me start back with this. I remember as a kid, my dad gave me this really long, it was actually a contract that I had to sign when I got my car. And part of it was like that I knew how to change a tire on the side of the road. I had to accomplish certain tasks.
I've heard this story in your family.
And then I had to sign, you know, I wasn't going to take my friends anywhere outside the boundaries of these roads, et cetera, et cetera.
Did
and
you
I can
do
tell
that?
You that I was, I, my, I glazed over. I was like, whatever I need to do.
Did
to get
you
that
follow
car.
That don't go out of this area with your friends thing?
Pretty much I did, because I was
See,
a
I like the word pretty much. Yeah.
Pretty much. There were no cell phones and no tracking devices, so I probably got away with a lot more than
which,
my kids.
Which, again, it's fine. I mean, I think that's great. I did that same thing with my first, you know, not the contract, but you've got to learn how to change a tire. I don't think I did it with the baby. I know that. So it's fine, but it's a good example of, you know, trying to get across, here's what we expect from you and so forth. But the foundational aspect that I think can be confusing to parents, because no parents got this from their parents, is actually a formal list that says, here are the things that you do not answer to us about anymore. It's just creepy. I mean, parents get freaked out a little, but that message is the most powerful message in planned emancipation. It is implementing a cultural shift in your home that says, we seriously do recognize that you're not an old child, you're a young adult, and we are committed to that process. You will grow up in this house. So the freedoms list is huge on that. And it does worry me, and we'll talk about this today, that when you think, well, isn't that this, you know, kind of an extension of the expectations and consequences list? Then I feel like, wait a minute, I don't think you get it, because no, it is absolutely not an extension of the rules and punishments list.
So, as a parent, if I'm, let's say, really serious about, I've read your book and I'm looking at this, do you think these could actually be done on separate days? Like, say, one weekend you talk to your kid about the freedoms list, and then the next weekend you talk to them about the expectations and
I
consequences, so it's
think they
clear.
should be done on separate days.
Okay.
I think when parents I've worked with that really need to get going on the expectations list, because just the other day I was talking to a dad who they were saying he really gets into these big arguments with his son, and I'm like, well, what are these things about? Turns out they're always get off the phone. It's after 9 and you're supposed to be off the phone. Hey, I told you to get off the phone, and it's just going. And so we needed to talk about the expectations list so that he'd be more effective and clear. But even with that, it's like, well, first do a freedoms list and wait a week and then do that list, because the freedoms list is more important and should not be blurred with, oh yeah, there's this other list of them telling me what to do and what I can't do. You really want to try to set aside that freedoms list as its own thing that is sort of, I don't know, framed, not framed, but I mean, lifted up on high, that this is backing what we are continuing to tell you, that yeah, you're a young adult. We see you as adult.
Well, and sort of like my driving contract, I think that most kids, unlike my driving contract, they're going to be excited to hear this list because it's not going to be all the boundaries and the things that they cannot do. This is the breath of fresh air that they've been waiting for. Like, oh,
Yes.
I have all these things that are in my domain, my power to control,
So
and my
much
parents are no
surprise
longer there.
that many kids don't realize it. They actually get mad. And that's one of the reasons I want to make sure it's clear. I've had a few cases where, yeah, we gave the freedoms. He wadded it up and threw it on the floor. Then he did not understand what you were giving him. It's like, if you give someone a $100 bill and they wad it up, you're like, do you understand what this is? And sometimes that happens because the parents say, for example, you are old enough now, you need to use your own judgment in what music you listen to. But here's the thing though, it has to be on your headphones, and if you're a little, they really emphasize the boundaries part. And you and I were talking about, I think part of where this gets mixed up is the wording. I've tried many words, but freedom is the right word, not privilege. We can talk about that. But with freedom come, there's boundaries is the word I used, meaning limits so that your freedom doesn't mess with the rest of the family's life. But a lot of times people use boundaries as a soft term for consequences. Like, we'll just call that boundaries. Well, maybe, I don't know, maybe I could have found a better word for the limits of your freedom for other people. But it still ends up with people getting mixed up about, the two things. So you do the freedoms list first, and separate from the expectations list.
Okay, so I'm a parent. I'm going to do this as clearly as possible because I want parents, especially if you're not, you're driving and you're thinking about 10 other things. I want
Yeah.
parents to have clarity of thought here. So, as a parent, weekend one, I'm going to say to my spouse, hey, we're going to sit down and we're going to talk about the things that our kid has control over that we will no longer mess with them about, and we will no longer try and, tell them what to do about. So,
Right.
these sorts of things, you've listed some in your book.
Yes.
And this is the chapter called Implementing Planned Emancipation. So if you're a
Yes.
parent and you're looking at the second expanded version of Dr. Kim's book, the one that has the big mouth on it
With braces.
with braces, you are going to look at that chapter on implementing planned emancipation, and you're going to go to that, and there is a freedoms list. Now, some of these things are appropriate for a younger teenager, and some of them you really need to wait until their senior year. So you're going to look at this and you're going to say, where are we at right here with our kid? So if my kid is 13 years old and I'm looking at this list, I'm going to start at the very top, and there are some suggestions. And you can add more, correct? I mean, this
That's
isn't an
right.
exhaustive list. This is just the
Well,
ones that you thought of.
and I've been doing this for a long time, and these are, you're right. You start at the top of the list for a younger teenager, and the very last one is curfew, that you no longer have a curfew, and that really can't be before they finish high school. So it's in a rough order, But you know, it's so funny. I've been doing this so long that not only are there suggestions of here's the kind of freedoms you can get, but then if you look back at the back of the book in Appendix One, I have examples and the when should this be given and what are the boundaries of this freedom? Like I've been, it's funny. One of the I guess side effects of doing this is that I know, for example, that when you say you can keep your room how you think, but you have to do your own laundry, then I've been through what do we do if they keep their laundry in the washer and not in the dryer? You know, I mean, like been through it all and seen it all, you know, like here's you handle your wash your laundry room like a commercial, you know, laundromat, and you just chunk their wet clothes into a basket or whatever. So it has all as many of those implications over the years that we bumped into for in implementing this list. But this list is the meat of the message that you're giving your teenager. Hey, I'm not sure if we've been clear before, but now that you are 13 or 14, whenever you're starting it, you want to say, we realize that you are not a child. You are a young adult, and it's not very many years that you will be making all your own choices. And here's this little list we have of examples of things already that you do not answer to us for. This is your freedom. Not we'll let you do more and see how you handle it. That's privilege. Not we'll give this to you because we trust you that you'll do the way we think you should do it. That's also privilege and it's weak. It is, we recognize that we don't have control over this, or even the control we have, it's too late in your life for us to be doing this. And it's really a celebration. It really should be put in that way. Because again, I've had teenagers that it was implemented, but they kind of, then, you know, I'm like, so how'd it go? Didn't they do the list? What? Yeah, they said they sat you down. Oh, that. Yeah, I don't know. Like they kind of didn't pay attention to it. And I think part of that is because it's so weird and unheard of that all they can remember is they called me downstairs and there was a meeting and they had a piece of paper. All that stuff says bad news that you really have to pay attention to how you give this message. These are things that you don't answer to us for. I don't mind if you give the freedoms part and don't even put the boundaries part at first. Just, you know, you just first list the things that's up to you. And then as a caveat, obviously because you live here in the house, if your room, you know, you can keep your room how you want, but not the living space. You know, whatever these limits are, you do that as a second part of this, like a by the way, the whole point needs to be, look at you, you're growing up, you know, and we're for that. That's the whole point.
When I think, so I think you're right. You need to emphasize what you are acknowledging. And that's really what we're talking about as parents is that I understand that I really don't have very much authority in this area anyway. I mean, whether it's listening my kids' choice of music and what they listen to, I don't, what are, they're going to listen to what they want in their AirPods, right?
That's
So
right.
I'm just acknowledging that when I'm saying, I realize that I don't have control over that. And I'm not even going to talk to you about what you're listening to or get on to you when I hear something that I'm disappointed in. I might have conversation with you, but I'm not going to tell you can't listen to it
That's
anymore.
right. It's really like
It's
you're inviting
acknowledgement.
in the adult part. Like we get it that this adult you is here and will be on making your own choices about things very quickly, and we're for that. I think that's the very thing that kind of scares parents because they've spent so much time focusing on how to parent, which is all about children. Even some teaching about teenagers is really about children. It doesn't make this difference and just says you kind of step back a little. Well, what does that mean? You know, all that stuff. So it is about saying, and using that as your jumping off point to regularly go, wow, you don't even like when I ask you, how was your day, do you? Look, I get it. You're a young adult, so you don't have to answer me. It's your call. You know, things that, again, let them know I'm not going to fight with you about this. And that freedoms absolutely correlate with communication.
Well, I think too, as we're talking about this freedoms list, I'm thinking about how many times that we have like this mutual understanding. Like, for example, one of your freedoms that you have listed is use your own judgment in deciding when to go to bed. Well, we all understand that you're going to read for however long you want, that sort of thing. You're going to be in your room. Just as long as you're not waking me up, we understand that when you're 15 years old, I can't force you to turn out your lights and go to bed because you can flip those lights right back on when I go to
That's
bed,
right.
right? So
Right.
it's acknowledging that, but saying it out loud and saying, you understand that I am not monitoring that anymore. You understand that that is not my job to be in your business on that topic, that's up to you. And saying it out loud or putting it down on this list is really
Exactly.
significant in both of us acknowledging that, unlike your 8-year-old brother, I'm not going to be turning off your lights and saying the lights have to stay off when I leave, that sort of
Right.
thing. We're just past that, right?
But I think it's critical. And when they get touchy, you remind them of that. Hey, no. It's up to you when you go to bed. I'm just saying, have you thought about when you're going to finish studying for this? But dude, it's up to you. That continued reminder that I'm not going to fight with you about this, this is in your hands, is very calming.
So we've emphasized the freedoms, but you do say, and this was a concern of a lot of parents, including my very own husband, is he's like, we're going to give all these things that they can do, but then we're going to pay the consequences because they're going to be irritating with their music or they're going to be, up at all hours of the night because they're
Right.
allowed to go to bed whenever they want. And I'm like, wait a second. No, there are boundaries to this. There are endpoints where you're decisions aren't going to affect the rest of the family or
That's right.
disrupt the rest of the family. So let's explain that part. And this is the part we're going to kind of de-emphasize with our kids.
Yeah, it needs to be there, but a lot of times it needs to be there when you really want to emphasize that if it happens. So, for example, with the go to bed when you want, it's sort of like discovering that you're an adult and respected as an adult, but I live in a kind of a tightly controlled dorm, sort of. I mean, it's like,
Your
so because you
roommates.
live here, you don't have to go to bed when we tell you. You have to be in your room and quiet after 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, whatever time you've set, because I don't want you walking around my house. I don't know who's out here and all that stuff. So you have to be in your room and quiet. A big one now, of course, is and almost never do it does a teenager go in the room with their phone like all night. That's just, and I know there's a bunch of parents going, well, we're already doing that. That's fine. Just talk with them about it. That's in the chapter on electronic devices, that this is a transitional generation. Say that, transitional generation. Because we didn't know all the effects, but it's still, I'm not doing that. Well, I still have more to do. I don't want to go to bed just yet. Go to bed. Not doing that. You're in your room. You're quiet. There's no screens in there. And you make your own decision about that. So that does help to some degree on how hard it is for them to get to sleep. It limits some of their choices. It certainly makes it easier on us that we're not going to have these kids running around my house all night. That's not what we're talking about. But the emphasis there, again, in many teenagers, all they'll hear is, "Why can't I have my phone?" And that's why I hate cell phones. I hate smartphones. It's a terrible thing because that's all they'll hear. But you really still want to try to emphasize. But the reason we're doing this is because I don't want to be arguing with you. It's your time to make your own decisions about what, how much sleep you need. So it still has limits to it for sure.
Well, and you know what? Real life has limits, right? I mean, that's what we're
That's right.
teaching them is when you have a roommate, you're respectful and you're not out there blasting the movie,
That's
at
right.
11 p.m. when your roommate went to bed at 9, you're quiet and you're trying to be respectful of the fact that they're getting some sleep, right?
And I remember in the dorm how fun it was. There was something going on all the time. Guys were down there doing this thing or that thing. And man, you could stay up till whatever you want. And then you had an 8 o'clock class and you're talking to yourself going, okay, this isn't great. This is not fun. And that kind of experience can be had early Because as most parents know, how does that go when you're telling your 15-year-old, no, you need to turn off your light and go to bed. I know you still need to stay, but it's argument, it's all this, and it does not help them with that very thing you just said. You need to learn these things yourself.
Right, because there is an alarm that should be going off at some early point for the next day of school,
That's
right? And
right.
so they're going to learn this pretty quickly.
Oh,
And
and
there
by the
were
way, with the freedom that you choose when to go to bed, you stop waking them up.
Yes. Well, and that's hard
Well,
because
that's we'll talk about on the
that's one of those
consequence list.
tricky things where as a parent, I'm thinking I got to get up and I got to get ready for work and I'm out the door at a certain time. And if this kid isn't ready, then I'm paying the consequences as well because they're late, they're in a bad mood, they forgot their stuff, et cetera. And I'm hearing about it all day long,
Right.
from
Well,
because my kids can text me all day long.
well, this may be where that gets complicated because that does kind of blend into, and maybe I should have been clearer that in that example, if you for different age groups, basically, I'm not waking you up, but for younger teenagers, it's I will wake you up late. It'll be this last ditch deal, but when I wake you up right after good morning, will be you have this consequence. So that's a freedom to choose when you go to bed. You have the responsibilities to wake yourself up. Then, however, if you don't wake yourself up when you need to, then on the expectations and consequences list is the expectation that you must be up and ready for school by X o'clock, and then there's a consequence. So I can see in that example where parents think, well, why don't we just kind of put them all on the same list? You're free to go to bed when you want. But if you don't wake up at the right time, there'll be this consequence. The reason that you don't blend them is that that really muddies the waters. Despite your teenager's unhappiness with why can't I have my phone in my room, you really want to keep emphasizing what we're trying to tell you is we're not going to argue with you about when you should be going to bed. You're not a child, and you want to really stick with that message that these are now the definition, the realistic parts of your life as a young adult.
So I'm going to just review a few of the ones that you've written down in your list, but then kind of maybe throw a few ideas out for parents of other
Other
things that they
things,
could. So
right.
freedoms, you also said you get to choose your own judgment and style of dress. That's not
Right.
necessarily modesty, right? But
Right.
the style that they want to wear, you use your own judgment on where to attend church, which we just discussed that in a pretty recent episode about my own 18-year-old who is a senior in high school that we just have given her that freedom. We let her know that she is no longer required to be at church with her family or go to church at all if she prefers not to, but that she can choose what church and if she goes at all. So that
Yeah.
was recent for
Yeah.
our family. You use your own judgment in choosing friends, and you use your own judgment when to come in at night, which is, a curfew. So those are some ideas of things, but there are a lot of other things that might be specific to your kid. Maybe, you've decided your kid's maybe in scouts, right? And you say,
Yeah.
you know what, you use your own judgment as to whether or not you get your stuff done or whether or not you go or whether or not you're a part of this. This is up to you now. That's not up to us. We're
That's
not going to
good. And
force you to do that till you're 18.
you tie that to, you know what? I forgot. You're 17. It's because you're too old to be answering to me about this. Yes, those are very good examples of that. Other things can be, your mother and I are going to be talking about our vacation this summer. So the two younger ones, y'all go do something. I want the 14 and 16-year-old to stay because we want y'all's feedback about what do you think we should do as a family this summer. Things that just continually remind the teenager you're in a different category now, and we want your feedback. It doesn't mean they choose what we do, but as a matter of fact, it's more important that they hear talk, conversation like, yeah, doing that might be fun, but I don't think your younger brother and sister are going to enjoy that. What do you think? And you can see teenagers get the message of, oh, yeah, okay, this needs to be about me helping to kind of take care of the big job of what are we going to do? And you can do that in as many ways as you want. We do family night every Friday. And by the way, now that you're 15, 14, whatever, you can start with, you can pick two family nights a month. If you don't want to do it, that's up to you, but you have to be here for two. And then, now that you're X age, you don't have to do family time at all. This includes your teenager that she likes doing family time. Still remind her that we're glad you like this because you no longer have to. Because teenagers need to hear that. Are you going to make me, or is this my own choice?
Well, I think that's important too, and you've said this several times, is that even your, teenager that you're not concerned about them, let's say your teenager is one of those kids that loves sleep and they go to bed at 9 o'clock, whether or not they've been told to or not, you still, and you think, well, you know what, I'm not going to say anything to them about it because maybe they'll start going to bed at 11 if I tell them they have the freedom. Maybe they don't know yet.
And they might want to make sure that they really have the freedom, but
Yes.
they don't just go nuts.
Yeah, and you still need to say, hey, you're 14 now. I'm not telling you what time to go to bed. You seem to like to go to bed at 9, but that's really up to you, and I'm not going to be on you about it or tell you when you have to go to bed. But you do have these, limits to it, like you can't be running around
And
or
I used to
unsetting the
always
alarm or
emphasize
something
that.
like that at 11 o'clock at night, right?
And I would put that with a kid like, are you going to bed? I don't know. Where did you learn to be this grown up about stuff? I don't even get it. Like, that's like a responsible. Listen, I even think I say in the book, if a teenager came to my office and he got a haircut and he looks younger, I don't tell him he looks so great. I always say, you look older. What's different? Even just between us, even if he looked younger, if he looked better, I translated that to older, because that's really what they want to know. Am I being more adult here? And that would be the same thing with, you're going to bed? You're like a grown up. That's pretty cool. I didn't even know you knew this. They love that stuff.
Well, I can tell you that from my own growing up experience, I had no freedom list. There was no, I kind of just grabbed at that stuff, honestly. I was taking it where I could. I was like, you can't boss me on this anymore,
That's right.
you know?
That's right.
But then also, I think a lot of us grew up with this, and this is what I'm tempted to do as a parent, is say, well, I'll let you have this when you show, when you prove that
Exactly.
you're capable of handling this. And this is the opposite of what we're saying. For this freedoms list,
That's what you do
giving
up
this,
until 13. You do that.
yes, we're giving this freedoms list with no expectation or assumption that they're going to be responsible with it. It's just not our area to control anymore. And that's
As
what's so
long
hard as a parent, is.
as it doesn't mess with us, you can mismanage it all you want, because you have to learn these things and you're too old to answer to us. But the funny part, and you've seen this with your kids, that actually opens up stuff like they're, in the car, barely eyes barely open, going, still, you're still reading that novel, aren't you? I know you are. I can tell. Dude, I've done that same thing. What are you going to do? Or whatever. And when they're like, I'm not overdue. Fine. I'm not saying it's up to me, but I'm just saying. And parents can be, they often are stunned by, yeah, no, she talked to me about it. She was like, hey, what do you think? Can you keep this in your room for me? I don't think I'm handling it. Things that all are part of a young adult who is feeling their young adultness in our home. And that's what the Freedoms List is about.
It's allowing them to, well, it's allowing us as parents to recognize where we're slowly moving out of their lives. That's what I need as a parent mostly, is that I see, oh, this isn't mine to be in control of anymore because I'm working myself out of a job, right?
That's
So
exactly
that's
right.
where I'm backing up, and they're starting to recognize, oh, I'm creeping up in responsibility and the autonomy and the need to make my own good decisions because I'm paying the consequences for it. And so it's our recognition of this process happening and putting it on paper. And so that it's clear to everyone here, mom, dad, because sometimes there's miscommunication with parents as well, and saying, here we are, we need to be clear about this. Nobody's telling her to go to bed or turning out the light anymore.
That's
Mom and
right.
dad are both on the same page, because sometimes it's hard as a parent to sit down with your spouse and talk about some of these things of life, because you're like, well, she's too old for that. And the other one is saying, well, no, we should still be able to have control over that. So sitting down and having this and being all on the same page is helpful to everybody. And having it on paper means that you're not going to be able, or honestly, Dr. Ken, nobody uses paper anymore. So let's just do a notes on the notes app on our phones, and
I use
we'll
paper.
share
What happened?
it. We'll share it. But you could do paper and you could post it up on your refrigerator, whatever makes sense for your
Because it
family.
is a list that grows as
Yes.
they get older. Yeah.
Yes, and what's nice too is when you have kids that have been through it. So I've got three that are, 18 and up. My 14-year-old knows what's ahead. She knows what to look forward to.
Yes.
And she knows also, these are the ones I have, but these are the ones I'm yet to have. And she's
Yeah,
excited
that's
about that and asked me,
powerful.
when am I going to be able to do this? When are you not going to be in this area of my life? And she knows what comes. So it's good to see that.
That's pretty great.
So Dr. Ken, thank you. This was good and clarifying. And I want to say to our listeners, next week we're going to be covering our expectations and consequences list. So we wanted to keep these episodes separate just so that it was really abundantly clear that these were not the same thing, that they didn't get put and muddled into one giant list, that you had actually two separate lists you're making. So this weekend, your project is to, if you haven't already, sit down with your spouse or your partner and make a freedoms list and present that to your teenager, and be able to work the next step the following weekend. So thank you,
Excellent.
Dr. Kin.
Thanks.
Thank you for listening today. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@feedingthemouth.com. If you enjoy this podcast, would you mind leaving us a review? This is how others find our podcast.
This time of year, the school calendar really starts to fill up. Spring activities, testing season, and that final push toward the end of the year. It's a great moment for kids to stay focused and build confidence in what they're learning. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork, from math and reading to writing and science. It's designed for pre-K through 12th grade, with personalized interactive content that adapts to each child's level and pace. IXL makes it easy to stay on track with instant feedback and clear explanations, skills organized by grade level, and simple progress tracking. It fits into even the busiest spring schedules. It's also trusted nationwide. In fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.